is a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, March 1st, in the year of the Lord Jesus Christ, 2020. Yeah, it's his birthday. They're dating it. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe. March 1st. Where's the year going?
It's going by very fast.
You know, this has been a crazy couple days.
It's been crazy, yes, it has.
We were just on Alex Jones' show, and wow, really good time. And Bob, you know, Alan Keyes is the one that is taking the fourth hour after Mike Adams. And, you know, they're doing a good job. Mike's doing a good job informing people what's going on, how the people are being lied to. And I heard him just now say that I heard the same doctor say it's going to be 2 years, a year and a half before they have a vaccine. Mm-hmm. But I heard on Fox today, 2 weeks, they said. We might have a vaccine. No, I'm sorry, 2 months. They already have a so-called antiviral drug. Just so happens in the wings. Mm-hmm. In a couple of weeks, it could be ready. Like 300, 350 million of them. Huh? It's called Gilead Sciences Limited. That's the company. California. They even have the gall to use some Bible. Is there a bomb in Gilead? Like it's, you know, that's a healer, the bomb in Gilead, part of Israel. So watch out for the antiviral push and don't line up like a bunch of cattle and let Bill Gates get you, okay, with these vaccines. That's their plan. And that's what I like about Mike. He's up on that. He's right there. And he's right there in Alex Jones. With Alex Jones, and he's kind of like the one telling about the medical side of it, what they're not reporting. And I put it right up here. Official coronavirus count worldwide, 83,888 infected, 2,872 dead. Realistic estimates, Mike was saying, is probably 300,000 or more and 30,000 or more dead. Almost 5,000 infections outside of China, South Korea, 23,337. Wow. Italy, 653. They've even blocked off some towns in Italy, Joe. Japan, 225. Iran, 388. Okay? And this is what the thing that Mike's bringing up all the time is, they're not testing in America. They don't have the kits. They said that they're not reliable. And I got a note from someone yesterday, got off the plane in America, and they pushed, she said, they shined a light in her eye. I don't think they did. I think they're doing temperature on the forehead.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing.
That's what I think they're doing. Unless there's some weird thing that we don't know about in the virus that if they shine a light in your eye, it, you know, tingles. Or you know, who knows what these people are doing, How they're engineering this stuff. So I really I appreciate him keeping up with it. He says they've only tested 445 people in America all. So how do they know? So keep up with what he's saying about it. Keep up with what we're saying about how to cure it. And that's where we might have caused poor Alex a problem yesterday. He's been getting a lot of flack since we're on there. And it might be paranoid people on the staff. You know, the lawyers are tired of taking on more cases. But what they have to understand, I said we've cured and healed. And I said we could say that as a church. This is what our sacraments do. We're going to tell people, just like an evangelist on a stage. We're going to tell you, Jesus heals.
Yeah, how can you not tell somebody there's a cure?
Well, how can you not if you're really curing people? So, he's getting a lot of flack, Joe. I'll be surprised if we see that broadcast up. Bob and Alan, great guys. Bob has his own station. He's one of our bishops. And those guys, you know, they were there. They were in Uganda last year. They saw thousands of people being helped. Mm-hmm. They saw it firsthand. And don't say heal. Well, I'm going to say it. Our sacraments heal. Our sacraments cure. We see it. We've done it with Ebola. We've done it with dengue. China. We have the proof. We have the studies. So I don't give a rat's ass what the FDA says. But I'll tell you the difference. They can put a lot of pressure on Alex Jones because he has a business. He's under Universal Commercial Code. As a church, using our sacraments, we're under no code, statute, or law. Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or the prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What? You have a law against church to church sacrament? You can't. You can't have that. And anywhere in the world, they'll agree. You cannot make a law how to practice your religion, take your sacraments. So sorry. And if I cause Alex a heartache, I'm sorry, because he wasn't involved in it, really. They just interviewed me. Mm-hmm. Alex wasn't saying, look, we know of it. He didn't say anything, so don't blame Alex. Don't blame anybody. Come after us.
Yeah, don't blame Alan. Don't blame Bob.
Yeah.
We're the ones who said it. And
yeah, Alan and Bob were just saying what they saw.
Exactly.
I said, take this, this, and this. And so I'll say it again. We have our first coronavirus patient. Okay? Not going to tell you where it's at. It's a whole family. And they'll be in, they'll probably, by the end of this week, have it in their hands. And this is what I'm telling them to do. The adults, if they're all adults, if they're really sick, you know, they're not asymptomatic where you don't really see anything. They don't have a fever, but they tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
If they're really sick, I'd give them every hour for 4 to 6 hours the first day, 6 drops. Okay? That's what I would do. I wouldn't neutralize it or anything. I'd just in water, good glass of water, take it, rest. If they're asymptomatic, I'd probably give it to them 4 times every 2 hours. And then the next day, if they're really sick, and they shouldn't really be really sick the next day. But if they are, maybe they got a really got it in their lungs really deep or something because it's spreading rapidly, then I'd do the 6 drops every hour for another 4 to 6 hours. If they weren't real sick, I'd do the same thing I just said. Every hour, 4 or 5 times that day. Then I'd go on a probably at least 3 days, but a week might be good. 5 days, 3 drops an hour, 8 hours a day. That's what we call the protocol 1000. Children, I wouldn't do 6 drops. I'd do 3 drops, you know, where the 6 drops were. And then, you know, the next day I'd do 3 drops, maybe, like I say, 4 to 6 times every couple hours. If they're really sick, maybe every hour. Okay? So that's what we're going to be doing. This is what I sent out to this family. So and I told them to take notes. I said, get a test after. Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be able to substantially say, yeah, we got whole family before and after coronavirus healed. We don't yet. We don't yet. Are you pretty convinced that it can cure it? Yeah. We've cured a lot.
Yeah.
A virus is a lot stronger, a lot, wow, really bad, like Ebola. Dengue is pretty bad, Joe. I've had it. You've had
it. Killed malaria parasite that's stronger.
Yeah.
Kills more people.
Sometimes parasites are a lot stronger than a virus. Anyways, we have the history. We have the evidence. I don't give a rat's ass what the FDA says. I think we should get rid of the FDA, the EPA, and the CDC. CDC has patents for vaccines that they make money off of. They're paid. They just switch seats with the FDA. They go to the CDC. They go to a pharmaceutical company. They come back. It's a scam, just like the Department of Justice. Although it looks like Trump is putting some people in there. But everybody talks about the rule of law, okay? Well, you're not law, rule of law? Yeah, if it's the Ten Commandments, they're honest laws. Yeah,
if they're moral,
follow
yeah.
them. But nothing is lawfully right that is morally wrong. I don't care what rule of law, if you're trying to enforce shitty, evil, immoral laws to benefit the pharmaceuticals or some bankers or... No. No, 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 no. You don't follow that. You could throw that rule of law shit at me all the time. It has to be a moral law. Then you have a real rule of law, like the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So, one good thing is... Got a bunch of people, hundreds of people, Joe, got the free ebook yesterday. All over the world. So I'm glad for that. Thank you, Alex. Although he had nothing to do with it. It really, Alan and Bob wanted to get me on there and share what was going on. And Maybe they made a mistake. You know, oh, you can't be saying that on the Alex Jones Show. They'll shut them down. Not up in here. Well, here we say anything we want because we're a church, okay? And this is the G2 voice, the voice of the G2 church. And we're going to tell you what we're going to do. And always the church has been the conscience of the government. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not. What, are they going to kill me, send me to heaven? See, that's when they're afraid of you. You can talk about having guns and, hey, you can stir up all kinds of food. But if you're dead from the coronavirus, your food doesn't do you any good. We got to get this out. We got to stop people from being censored. They talk about being the most censored, what is it called, news station on the planet?
Mm-hmm.
Until they get around us. They're the most censored on earth of anything, news or not. And then we preach the gospel. I heard him preaching yesterday, Alex. God bless you, man. Hey, I'm sorry we caused you any flack. And Bob or Alan, Mike Adams, or any of you guys. Mike was on our show. Great guy, man. And we were saying things he probably can't say on our show. And I think they like that, too. We should have Alex on our show. Alex, this is what we can do. Now,
you
as
can
a
say what you want on our show.
What I'd love is Alex to sit down and say, Mark, okay, I understand. Now, as a church, what are you doing? And he just interviews me about what we're doing outside laws, statutes, and codes with all the right. And you can't claim that if you're a business, Joe. They'll rape you. They'll ruin your life. So, it was a good time. I enjoyed it. I hope they put it up. I hope they put it up because a lot of people getting in touch with us, and they should because it's real. Mike Adams knows it's real. Bob and Alan know it's real. Maybe Alex doesn't. He has my book. It was given to him. I hope he reads it. But it's real. And at least put the video up so more people can get the information how to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Then it's up to them. Right? What they're going to do. So, I think they had a bunch of, like, 100 travel kits yesterday. They sold out overnight, Joe. So, they're just running out of stuff from donations they take. They're running out of stuff. So, there's other people we're being sent to. But hang on. We'll give us a few more days. People want to protect themselves, Joe. They want to protect themselves.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know about MMS2 in this scenario. We don't know what it would do. We know it's killed dengue. That's a virus,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's something to consider. Because if you get stuck, folks, if you get stuck and you cannot get stuff, and that might happen. You can always go online and get 60 to 70% calcium hypochlorite. They use it in a lot of things. They use it as even a pole shock. Why? Because it kills everything bad in there. That's why the water can be clean. And it looks, it's granulated. You can get it, folks, for a backup, okay? Survivalist mentality, backup. I love the fact that they're storing up food. I mean, we have some things we have aside to maybe only like a week or two if we had a problem. But we can, in this country, we can get fruit off trees. We can fish, you know? There's things we can do. Other people are stuck, and the cities are stuck. But get the MMS2, we call calcium hypochlorite. They have plenty of that on our site. You can go there and get it. New G2 Church Sacraments .org. And we got backups from that.
Hypochlorous acid is confirmed to be a surface disinfectant for coronavirus, and they're using it at the quarantine camps in India, using hypochlorous acid for fumigating the patient's room, as reported by the Financial Express.
Yeah.
Hypochlorous acid, they're right there.
Put that link in the description, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Send it to me, too, because I'll put that in there. This can be a backup. You can get it from us, or you can go to a pool store, you can go online, and make sure it's 60. We get 72% here. Make sure at least 60, 65 is better. And the fillers are just salt, okay? Most of it. Like 90%, 95, 98% of the filler is a salt. So that's how they buffer it. But and you just get some capsules, zero capsules, and you start off with a quarter or an eighth with a whole glass of water, and that produces the hypochlorous acid. Joe just found that.
Chlorine dioxide's in that list
Corona
also.
virus, including dioxins in there too?
Yeah.
As a killer?
Rhinovirus, coronavirus, influenza, hepatitis. These are just the cleaners and sodium hypochlorite.
Okay, so they're just saying surface things, it kills all that.
Yeah, but they says they're using it in the quarantine.
Yeah, well, they'll clean everything. And that's probably what you see them spraying. So it's going to come full circle and the truth's going to get out. But we're not going to wait till the truth gets out. We're going to warn you now. Those are with their ears and eyes open, and they try to shut us down. We hope we have three more places. They have five other backups. So I don't care. You can get this yourself. You can make it in your house. This is what I was saying yesterday on the... You were with me. You were sitting right next to me. We were telling people, if you can make this in your house, okay? So pay attention. Listen to it. Get the course. Get the books. This is my second volume. This gives you a lot of history of what's going on. And what a timing or synchronicity of God. The first chapter, is talking about Ebola and all the different viruses we've cured in Sierra Leone, different parts of Africa, right? So was that timely or what? Coming out just when this corona thing pops up. We had no idea. This one will talk about disease, why you even have it in the body, and a simple plan to get rid of it, no matter what it is. And I'll probably have... See, I wrote volume two and three together. So I have the volume three almost done because I was writing, but it was like 800 pages. And these are expensive books to print. They're big. So what I did was I finished the volume two. Up to 2014, okay? And it's a lot of stuff happened. But man, oh man, just in 2020, the first 2 months, I'm cutting this volume three, starting this way. Just the first 2 months, wow, what's happened? Then I'll go back to 2015 and show you how the genesis of the Genesis 2 Church. People we've talked to, things we've seen, and give you more evidence, folks. Give you more evidence. And we have evidence. FDA is full of shit, okay? So we don't worry about them a bit. And I can't care with what they're an agency of hell. They don't intimidate me a bit. Neither does the Department of Justice. None of them. I don't have to answer to any of them, but I'm just saying, to me, I don't respect any of them. They're all paid off whores. It's all they are, prostitutes. And I wish Trump, and Bob's writing Trump, he wants Trump's wife, Melania?
Yeah.
Melania? To take this to Africa. You'll be the queen of Africa. Cure everybody of malaria and the things there. And one missionary, 30,000 people in 10 years he dealt with. Burkina Faso? Malaria. I think it was Burkina Faso. It was that other one. Anyways, a lot. We have so many people coming through. And, you know, we're not looking to get on Alex Jones show to be popular, famous. Don't care. I want people to have this books. I want people to have the information in their hands, and they do what it was. I don't even care about. We have people coming down 30 days, only two a month. That's all we can handle. And we might one day stop that and just do it on video at home so they could stay home. A lot cheaper for them, too. But we're more into writing and getting the voice out, going to other countries, doing seminars, training people, and putting it in their hands so they can teach others also.
Yeah, take care of their own health.
And their own country, too.
Yeah.
That's our goal. I kind of want to work ourselves out of a job, have it all automated. Everybody's being trained. Everybody's using it. And we're up in the mountains taking care of our cattle, drinking our fresh milk, drinking our, like the Bible says, flowing with milk and honey. Got our bees, got our moringa, honey, cannabis, honey, raw milk, making our cheese, got our free-range eggs from guinea hens, from ducks, from chickens. What else do they have at this farm we're looking at? Wow, we got some cool things that happen. Much rather do that than fight anybody. But we'll fight. In fact, I don't even see it as a fight. I just said, Lord, take care of this. It doesn't at all bother us at all.
No, it doesn't affect us at all.
This week, I wrote an email, a newsletter. Are you entitled to wealth, health, or peace? You know, we got a lot of people think they're entitled to some stuff, and they're not. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Last week, we covered, and it's really been one of our fastest growing
episodes.
Well, the audio part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the mainstream media so scared of chlorine dioxide? Yeah, why? Why? Because the FDA will attack them. And they're afraid. They're saying, shut up. Don't let them talk about it. Well, you can watch the video up there at Brighteon. And Mike's made a big stand for a lot of things. I appreciate his help in that. And I hope we don't cause him any flack either. I think he's a big boy, though. I think he can handle it. It's kind of funny, though. This is hilarious. 11 years ago, me and you and I were putting on the comments on the InfoWars, hey, we got this stuff, MMS Hispaniola. If you live in Dominican Republic or Haiti, you can get this cure. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember, 11 years ago, we're saying, maybe one day someone will, we're on the show yesterday. And boy, did he get flack after that. We just finished last week, our 63rd seminar, and about 7-8 people come in. And we had a good little time, a little family time. And we had a good time with those people. We're going to see some, we had some good testimonies come out of that little group, huh? We're putting those up next week.
Yeah, we got some good testimonies.
They're being translated right now. And like I said, we have somebody right now, a family, hopefully within a couple of weeks, hopefully soon as they get healed, feel better, we know, but they haven't been tested yet. So we're going to see how that goes, but I hope I hear right away that they're doing great within a few days. That'd be fantastic. Wouldn't it be something we get a video testimony from that? Wow. First coronavirus patient.
That'd be nice.
With that one with G2 sacraments.
That'd probably get us thrown off some more things.
Probably get us thrown off the earth. When they banish us to Antarctica. Yeah. No, God's fighting for us. But one thing you can do, I have someone right now, today, talk about a lot of crazy stuff. Today, talking to a head of another country. Going to show them the quantumleap.is film for their country. I'm not telling you what country because I don't want to give you a heads up. I don't want the bad guys or that witch bitch over there in Ireland. I don't care. She can try to shut us down all they want. We're used to that. But I don't want them to screw up some other country from being healed. The old witch bitch, yeah. You know? I don't know how she's doing, lady. She's kind of quiet. God getting to you, huh? Honey? Sweetie? Huh? Get past your Asperger's and your autistic kids yet? Cure them. That's what we want for you. Want you all, see you all in heaven one day. Know the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow down. But to be a little witch bitch, you're going down if you don't back off. Back off! Not up in here, witch bitch! Hey, Alex goes crazy sometimes too, so I guess we've been like that since day one.
Yeah.
But get the quantumleap.is film. It's free. 10 subtitle languages. We'll probably have a few more soon because I'm talking to some people that are really close to us that I think they'll do it. So I sent them the English text. They put the other one below it, and then we upload it. But that's a good overview for people. We have everything in. We have the course in Spanish. We have testimonies in Spanish. We have my book in Spanish, the first book, the free ebook in Spanish. We have the newsletter in Spanish, the G2 voice in Spanish, videos in Spanish, or how to start, books in Spanish, and contact guy in Spanish is Joseph at g2church.is.
Genesis2church.is.
What did I say?
G2 Church.
Oh, yeah. Joseph at Genesis2church.is. this is funny. Someone is trying to download my ebook, my free ebook, okay? And this is the message they got. You know, this is a testimony of another kind. As for your information, Google Chrome is preventing my ability to download this book. Imagine a World Without Disease by Mark Grennan. The message I received says, this file is dangerous, so Chrome has blocked it. Also says, no malware from this site. I've been watching your videos and do not believe that to be the case, but not sure how many people they have blocked. Just giving you a heads up. Your friend in the body of Christ, Lynn. Thanks, Lynn. Yeah, they're blocking us. You think you're censored, Alex? We get our up downloads blocked. You know? They're blocking my mother from buying stuff at 7-Eleven. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, it's crazy what they do to us. Here's the reasons that Google Chrome included in the email. Chrome automatically blocks harmful downloads that try to cause problems on your computer. Aren't they nice, Joe? Aren't they nice? They're trying to help you.
Yeah, they're nice.
And Google wrote algorithm against us and lost millions of views and testimonies. We have them all up on Brighteon, but, you know, all those people. We were getting a lot of comments coming in. Google?
It sounded like your phone, yeah.
Phone's listening again. Yeah. Yep. Phone's listening again. That's what you're talking about. We don't care. You can listen, Google. But you're doing algorithms again. They're trying to stop your computer for things like giving you viruses, leaking your private data, changing your browser and computer settings, adding unwanted extensions or two bars to your browser. Why the download was blocked. Now it's telling us why. Your file download may have been blocked for one of two reasons. One, we think it might be malicious, unwanted, or uncommon. They think. What about what you think? You're downloading the friggin' file.
Yeah, but they don't think so.
Or malicious meaning you tried downloading malware. Unwanted meaning you tried downloading a deceptive piece of software. This program, disguised as a helpful download, might actually make unexpected changes to your computer. That's what we're into, Joe. Uncommon means you tried downloading an unfamiliar and potentially dangerous piece of software. Or, second reason, we found that the website you tried to download the file from has been known to distribute malware. Yeah, distribute MMS, they should be saying. That's what they should be saying. So, as you can see, they make up their own reasons and tell the world we are malicious, unwanted, and uncommon, and we distribute malware to scare people away from the truth. You're going down, Google. The Lord is watching. You honestly think we're afraid of Google. Oh, Bezo, you better bow, because Philippians chapter 2 says, at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow. Of things heaven and earth and under the earth. Everything will bow before Jesus Christ. Bezo, Google, everything. FDA heads, all you evil. I like what Bob said on the broadcast. Listen, you people are trying to stop us. You better stop and repent. You're going down.
Mm-hmm.
I even heard Alex say, Satan's running this world. We're taking it back for the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, Alex. Wake up. Interview us as a church. They can't kick you off from interviewing us as a church what we're doing. That's just telling you what we're doing. You're just providing the news.
Yeah, you're just the news channel, right? Yeah.
But the reality is they probably could shut us down as business just for no reason. Maybe that's what he's afraid of. I don't know. Here's the weekly testimonies that make me really happy. I have a testimonial. I gave some solution to a friend whose dad got Bell's palsy, face paralysis. Thank you. I can't even say it right. 2-ounce bottle with 10 drops MMS activated. It helped him, was gone within 6 to 8 days. He's a truck driver and was laid off because his eye was completely closed. My daughter's mother-in-law had Bell palsy too. It didn't go away till 8 to 10 months. Same with another client's husband. Thank you. Miriam. So, it can help Bell's palsy. I have to report it. You can't say that. I didn't need it. And I'm saying it worked. Because he said it.
Yeah.
She said it. Thank you for your reply, Jordan. I've been taking 4 to 5 drops of MMS on the hour for 5 consecutive hours on empty stomach and 2 more doses at night before I go to sleep. All of this for the past 2 months. The granules... have decreased, painful burning on the face, back have decreased also. Crawling is less, but still feeling popping here and there. After 5 years of this torture, I now feel some release. I totally feel that this is a miracle. Although far from this nightmare to be over, I feel hopeful and grateful. Morgellons. I remember them talking about it. So, you got to keep going. Get in the bath and do the gassing. Hi, many thanks for your reply. I have since used 8 drops of each MMS and activated. This produced a much darker liquid. Okay, But I'm okay with the taste and the gas smell. I'm still learning, and I don't know why I took so long to get started. But since I have, whew, what a difference. I went on a three-day water fast distilled and started Protocol 1000. I'm still reading up as it's a bit to take in. I'm not exaggerating when I say it made such a difference to me, my feeling of well-being. Yeah, not dis-ease. Well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Bienestar mm-hmm. In Spanish.
At ease.
I have had a few issues unusual for me, but nevertheless, I have, since traveling the world, working, in other words, lots of long haul. Really test the immune system. I caught an infection, urinary infection. This is unusual for men. It can be a sign of prostate issues. This was all last November 2019. So I've had a blood test, not an MRI, radiation, which is one of the procedures before blood and digital inspection. Crazy. So blood said normal, PSA, if I recall, and digital exam said all normal. That means when they stick it up your ass, digital.
The digit, yeah.
Yeah, the digit. I still, however, had slight discomfort in my groin. Yeah, he stuck his finger up your ass. That's why. The tingling feeling on and off. After 1 week from a fast for 3 days and MMS, it appears to have been gone. Fingers crossed. God bless. I'll keep you posted. And if in time it doesn't return, then this is another testimony of MMS. Blessings, David. Hello. I got my product. Wanted to leave a review for my phone. Won't pull up the keyboard. MMS is my go-to antibiotic. Works great. I haven't had an upper respiratory infection in 2 years. Thanks. Mark and Joe, I am grateful. I am updating everyone on Midnight's MMS recovery. And there's a picture of a dog here.
Mm-hmm.
This poor American bulldog was mauled and tied to a tree in a park to die. My son saved him, paid the vet over $400 to stitch him up. Then he gave him to me September of 2019. This big boohoo bear had cataracts in both eyes, a UTI so bad he consistently leaked urine. He was full of all kinds of worms. His teeth were dark brown, and his nose couldn't sniff and smell well at all for a dog. Midnight could walk, but his hind legs dragged, and he fell down a lot and could not walk the stairs. He couldn't jump up either. Stool was always diarrhea. Midnight was hyperpanting in pain continuously. His black coat was dull. He had patches of fungus all over. Hope the pictures came through so you too can see how beautiful and happy he is now. I didn't think the cataract in one eye would clear because it was so thick, but it did. So he can now see. We've had this happen with people too. UTI and pain gone in the first 2 days. Midnight only has one type of worm left, and it's close to clearing too. Midnight loves his three daily walks of 1 mile. He climbs the stairs twice a day and loves to run. His black coat is shiny and clear of fungus. He can jump on me as well for kisses. All his wounds are healed, and his teeth are white again. His sniffer works great. All of this was accomplished with your MMS protocols. I am so, so grateful. Godspeed, Michelle. Got to tell people that. I can't worry what the FDA says.
No.
The Veterinary Association says you can't say MMS cures cataracts in dogs. I just said it. She said it. I just read it.
Cures.
Hi, Mark. I love all these videos coming out about MMS. Praise God for people like Bob the Plumber and Alan Keyes and Mike Adams. Yeah. I found this translated copy of Jim's letter about the coronavirus. It could be handy to have available for those that speak Chinese. So he put it out there. Also attached is a translated copy of Jim's book in Chinese in case anyone needs it. So someone did Jim's book in Chinese?
I That's what I'm just looking at.
I found most Chinese that could speak English, it's hard for them to understand clearly something with a little complexity like MMS. They get it so much more once they have it in their own language. I hear bad news that China has stopped shipping of all liquids so they can't ship MMS. I don't speak Chinese, although my wife is Chinese, so that is how I get the idea to look for this stuff in Chinese. Also, I was a Mormon for over 40 years. I was a Mormon for over 40 years until I started searching for truth and found it. I got the hell out. That happened to me, buddy. I was 19. Then all my family came out of the Mormon church. You can't say that. I just did. Why? Because they're a cult. They don't worship Jesus Christ. He's not the same Bible Jesus Christ. Mahabone, the planets. Now, I know all the history. I debated them. Now, Can they be saved being a Mormon from the gate, get the word of God, call upon Jesus Christ, him only as a sacrifice, believe in death, burial, and resurrection? Yes. They can get caught up in these cults and be ineffective. That's what happens. I'm glad this guy mentioned it. Thought if this article was revealing, they all, $35 billion invested in Big Pharma and Big Tech. All the best. God bless. Reverend Dave. Autism Recovery 506. Cool. Yeah. I don't think they'll ever have Kerry on, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I doubt
She can't tell them they're curing autism. They'll probably shut them down overnight. Well, that's kind of sad. She's a church. Well, she doesn't do it completely like a church like we do, but we're a church. She's a bishop in our church. She switched that to church protocols, and she could. I was very allergic to honey before taking MMS, and now I can eat honey with no problem. Thank you, and best regards, Eric. Thank you overall. I'm a new person, and I increase when I can great ideas. It's cleared up a lump in my throat and tooth, or I almost gone to have a root canal. I've had the EBV for so long, over 40 or more years. So it's so and steady for sure. Thank you again, Bonnie. Hi, lovely family. And been following closely videos on YouTube of how MMS cures diseases. And this MMS saved my life because I was like epileptic. But thanks, MMS, which I brought from South Africa, saved me. Suppose I start your course and finish. Would you, by any chance, conduct a seminar here in Zambia? Because the community is dying from these chronic diseases. Waiting to hear from you, Jenkins. Jenkins, we'd love to come to Zambia. In fact, we even have somebody in Zambia. We know if she's still there, the girl in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Her son had Mercer in his throat.
Yeah.
She's one of our testimonies. What was his name? Sorry, if she's listening. I can't remember her name. Every week, I was telling yesterday on the show, we have 10-plus testimonies in our newsletter. Just read the newsletters. Just get the books. Read the newsletters. Get the videos. Watch the videos. Watch the free things. Listen to us. You'll be able to take care of your health. Practice self-care and not be under any health care of any government, any medical industry on earth. So, we've got the autobiography going now. That's volume 2. And it's not fiction, folks. It's real evidence. Okay? And we've had reviews. Had another one the other day. I just read one to you. She got our book, got Jim's, and loves it, and learning. So, that's really cool. We've had $1,250 come in towards the Jeep for Bishop Nana over there in Ghana. He's in a, you can see he's gone, he wants to go to, he's been in 20 villages, he wants to go to 20 more. There's a Land Rover that's been rebuilt, and he'd like to get it, and it's $10,000, $10,110. We've raised $1,250, but John said like another $300 or $400 come in this week, and so we got at least $1,500 to that. If you want to help, contact Jonathan. This guy's doing it, man. He came over to Canada. We made him a bishop there because he had already done stuff in Amsterdam and Ghana, but came to a seminar. Then he went back and did a seminar in Amsterdam and in Ghana, and he's going around. You can see his vehicle.
He's helping a lot of people.
He's got Genesis 2 Church on the side of it, our creed, our logo, and it's not a four-wheel drive vehicle. It's a little Toyota station wagon, maybe?
It's like an old Saturn station wagon or something.
And he wants to go in some other areas. And I lived in West Africa, so I've been in Ghana. You can use it there. There's this picture of him doing the seminar in Ghana. He's a real worthy man, trustworthy. I wouldn't raise money for a guy. Daniel is, too. We raised over $100,000 for him, and they screwed him out of every penny of it and still threw him in jail. And, boy, what a sad thing that is. He's out now. Go back and, I don't know what, Joe, some of you might want to hear that story.
I don't know what episode that was.
He got out after 4 years and said it was one of the best experiences in life, looking back. And he should have done it as a church. He learned his lesson, but what a tough lesson. He said the first day he got in there, Joe.
It was episode 118.
Listen to that. See what Daniel had to go through, man. And this one guy said, and one of his wife was killed. And Daniel, boy, he laid that out. That's not true. But he said he got there the first day in jail. Someone came up to him and said, I can't believe you're in here for MMS. I was cured from MMS, by MMS. First day in jail. Wow. So get the help us with this. Let's raise this money for this guy. Everybody throw him $100, man. You know, we got 1,000 people listening to the audio this week. That's $100. That's $10,000, right? Am I right? 1,000 times 100? Yeah. Yeah. That's 10,000. No. 1,000 times 100 is 10,000. 10,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure it out. Yeah. That would be cool. If everybody throws them
1,000 times 100 is 100,000.
No. 1,000 times 100. 10,000 times $100. No, 1,000 times $100. 1,000 times $100 is $10,000.
$10,000, yeah.
Man, we're bad at math. Okay, anyways, everybody throw him $100. Some people could do more. This guy will do, he's already doing stuff. I like helping people that are doing stuff, okay? Worthy guy. Try to go on Brighteon and support our channel, G2 Church, right? Click on it, like, and subscribe. It will help us get rid of YouTube and help Mike Adams build this Brighteon up because it's uncensored, folks. They do not censor us. All our episodes are up there. You got the book. If you get the book, you got the film. You got the listen to the G2 voice. Send all this to your friends. It's all free. We got videos on Brighteon, BitChute, MeWe, G2Voice.is, Telegram under G2Voice, under G2 Church, under Brighteon and BitChute. We have testimonies there under BitChute, under MMS Testimonials. Stock up on stuff in case this coronavirus comes. Also, look into getting the MMS 2. We have it, but also you can get it yourself. Just trying to help you, man. We're trying to make this available for the whole world. We have videos also that show you how to start, how to take it, how to make it. We put up on BitChute, Brighteon, how to make MMS, how to make sodium chloride to make chlorine dioxide. It's up on Brighteon. Look it. You could do it right in your home. Okay? I was on a Denmark station last week that should be out soon, and they were talking about we're just talking about getting it all out everywhere. All the videos, everything for free. Get this to the people. And they're not letting us get things worldwide. But you can get it. You can make it yourself. People need to really think about this. Get the course. That will teach you too. Now, let me get into, are we entitled to wealth, health, or peace? I think there's some things to think about here. We got generations that think they're entitled. We got older generations. We got a lot of people think they're entitled. Are you entitled to wealth, health, or peace? Everyone on earth, except just insane people, don't want wealth, health, and peace in their lives. I mean, everybody wants. Isn't that what we want? We want peace? We want enough money to be able to pay for what we want, right? And we want to be healthy, to enjoy it. I know billionaires, well, we know of them, and we know people are very rich. They're not healthy, and you can have all the money if you're not healthy. You're not a very happy person. You can't enjoy it. Today, there's a sense of entitlement to many people in today's world. In fact, people are offended and upset if what they think they are entitled to doesn't come to pass when they don't deserve it. Now, look, I took this out of Conservativepedia, okay, not Wikipedia. And its entitlement mentality is a state of mind in which an individual comes to believe that privileges are instead rights and that they are to be expected as a matter of course. An entitlement mentality is frequently characterized by the following viewpoints or beliefs. And I see this a lot of places. A lack of appreciation for the sacrifices of others. Like, you know, parents really, really wealthy. They're born and, okay, I deserve this. No. Mm-mm. I put in there, what happens if your mother, when she was pregnant with you, decided to give away all the money? Would you be pissed because you're entitled? No. They work for it. And, well, maybe they were rich. Their parents were, I don't know. But you still, the smart people have wealth, make their kids learn how to work. Okay? Another thing, lack of personal responsibility. Just those who are entitled mentality typically expect others to solve their problems. They also refuse to accept that the problems are of their own making. You know, they love the government taking care of them. You know, I deserve this. Do you? An inability to accept that actions carry consequences. Consequences. Can't even say that word.
Consequences.
Thank you. This can be seen in public schools, where grade inflation and social promotion have resulted in students who expect that they will be promoted to the next grade regardless of their level or effort. You know, it's like, let's just play the game. Let's not anybody win or lose. Wait a minute. Jesus talks about running a race to receive the prize. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't make sense. Doesn't mean you came in second, you're a piece of shit.
No.
It doesn't mean you came in last,
you're a piece of shit. But if you came in last place, you definitely didn't win.
You didn't win. You need to get faster, or maybe you should just do something else. If you don't make it a profession, right? You got a quarterback.
Yeah, if you're in last place, think about something else.
It doesn't throw good.
If you're in second place, practice a little more.
I mean, this is stupid. Arrogantly assuming that privilege reflects on the merits of the individual in question. For example, someone who is fortunate enough to be born extremely intelligent might arrogantly assume that the intelligence is an achievement on his part. Yeah, I'm smart. I remember your son said that the other day. Yeah, I'm smarter than those kids. I know. They're not that smart, Dad. Well, like, don't get cocky. Remember what we tell them? Don't get cocky. You are smart. But God gave you that. So use it for God.
It's really healthy and normal.
Yeah. That's what it is. Not vaccinated. Yeah. Increased dependency on nanostate, big government intervention, and expectation that the government will intervene to solve personal problems. That's why most of the millennials are voting for Bernie Sanders. He wants to give everything for free. Health care, you know, probably start promoting houses, free food, everything. And they're just asking, so who's going to pay for this? And they estimate it's like $65 trillion, Joe. Right? It's like, you know, eight times more than the budget or something crazy. It's five times more the national budget. And, you know, they're just making statements. But he'll get a lot of votes. Yeah! Free lunch! You know, you feel good when you, after a day's work, you worked hard, someone pays you, you go,
yeah,
I worked for that.
Well, we even noticed that with the MMS, with the people that we would give the MMS to, a lot of them wouldn't even use it. Yeah. The ones that would give you, you know, 5 pesos in the Dominican or whatever, yeah, they would use it because they felt, you know, they bought it.
Yeah, you got malaria. You're entitled to health? Now I'll let you take this stuff, buddy. You're not going to get help unless God heals you miraculously. Mm-hmm. And that's very possible. Otherwise, you're going to have malaria. You want to kill it? Take this. See, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Ignorance of Bill of Rights. Those who are, that Bill of Rights is, those with an entitlement mentality frequently imagine so-called rights that are in no way guaranteed. For instance, the right to employment. I have a right to work here. Like, that are in no way guaranteed, for instance, the right to employment, or the right to not be offended, or the right to health care. Right? I have a right not to be offended. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. Hey, the word of God will offend you. Jesus said, you will offend people. Mm-hmm. I hope to God I didn't offend anybody yesterday on Alex Jones' show. I'm just trying to tell them, report what we're seeing.
I don't know how you could.
This day and age, he offended me. He said that they could cure coronavirus. That's offensive. Well, okay. I don't know what to tell you, idiot.
Exactly. It's
like, support for wholesale expansion of welfare state social programs as a cure-all for perceived injustice. Just give us everything and we'll be happy. Sorry, buddy. Life doesn't work that way. Are you entitled to wealth? Wealth or riches is not something that is entitled to anyone unless if you are born into a wealthy family, but you are not still entitled to the wealth. If your mother and father decide to give away all their wealth while she was pregnant with you, that decision and the wealth are theirs and not yours. The responsibility for the decisions made with that wealth is theirs and not yours. You want the responsibility that goes along with the wealth? That's what some people don't want.
Mm-hmm.
For unto whosoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. You sure? You want the responsibility goes along with that wealth? Because the Bible says you got wealth, you're going to have a responsibility. You've been given a lot, you're going to have a responsibility. If you're entitled to the wealth, then you are responsible for the decisions made with it. In regard to inheritance, someone else worked for it, and you were given it by good parents. The Bible says in Proverbs, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. I love that verse. A good guy, a just man, will leave it to his grandkids. Leave a little something, maybe a house or something they can pass on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to. God didn't even say you had to. But a good man will want to take care of his kids. Make it a little, okay, you start out with, they got a homestead, you know? They got a farm they can build on. And if they don't do it, or they're discarded to see those, what's that in English? Ungrateful.
Ungrateful.
Then they don't get it, or they ruin it. So a good man will leave wealth to his grandchildren that are not entitled to it, but he wants to gift them of some of his wealth. Well, look at the next half of the verse. The wealth of a person not blessed to the Lord will leave it to others that are entitled by God to have it and not who he wants to have it. That's it, so cool. God give it to somebody else. Like mm-hmm. It says, God gave 10 talents to one guy. Use it. Occupy it till I come. Lord came back, he goes, what'd you do? Well, I took what you got and I got 10 more. Good job. Five, I gave you 5. What'd you do? You were gone so long, I just used it and made 10, 5 more. Good guy. What'd you do with one? Well, I was kind of afraid you'd come back and be pissed if I didn't have anything. So I didn't do shit. Give that one to the guy, get 10, and throw him out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's entitlement in God's eyes.
Huh? Yeah, you got to work.
You got to work. It takes effort. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. You've heard it said, you don't work, you don't eat. Proverbs 12:14 says, that was 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Proverbs 12:14 says, a man shall be justified with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. In other words, you need to work to be entitled to wealth. Okay? And you'll appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
Note, I have heard from many wealthy parents that they make their children learn how to work and deserve wealth. Those are smart parents. You're not entitled to wealth. You must work for it and pray what to do with it. That's what God says. Okay? You don't work, you don't eat, you lazy bastard. I'm not talking about someone crippled and they can't work. They always use the exception to try to make you look bad. I'm talking about someone that can work. I see people from Argentina, Venezuela, Joe, in the street selling gum, right? Selling coffee, selling something. At least they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
When I see somebody doing something, they're out there working, I'll give them. I don't even buy their coffee.
Yeah.
How much does that whole thing of coffee cost? How many cups? Well, how much you make a day? Sometimes I'll give them the homework. It's only like $3 or $4 to me, or $5 in a Bible tract. Hey, read that. Go sell your coffee. Made a little extra today.
Yeah, I'll give it to that more than I'll give it to just some beggar on the street, because a lot of the beggars,
Help me. I need money.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Do something.
Go. Do something. I've never found a lack of something to do to feed myself. If you can even fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
To feed yourself. So, I'm not talking about crippled people or people that can't. That's a small, small majority. I'm talking about able-bodied people need to not let the... This is why the government's so big. This is why there's so much crap going on in the government. So much money passed around and lies and stuff. Go to work. I love the fact. Just go to work. And then stop regulating. Have a farm in your house. Have a garden. You do. You have a little house. You have a garden on your table.
Mm-hmm.
Are you entitled to health? Here's another area in which people think they are entitled to having, and that is health. You are not entitled to health. You were born with the God-given ability to be healthy. But what your parents allowed to happen to you and what you do personally with this body will determine if you are healthy or not. Does that sound like entitlement? No. God gave you an intrinsic, that means internally made, immune system when you were born. Now, hopefully it wasn't screwed with. Let me explain what I mean by your parents allowing things to happen to you when you were born. I will give you two scenarios that can happen to a newborn baby. Let me say at the onset of what I want to show you is, I talk to parents that are guilt-ridden because they let their kids get a vaccine and they're ADHD or they're autistic or they screwed them up, right? Or they were pregnant and they're doing this more and more and they injected vaccines into the baby and the mother while she was pregnant and other toxins. They let it happen. You can say, no, I'm not doing that. Now, they did it out of ignorance. I see them really, really guilt-ridden, Joe. You see it when they come and, why did I have to happen? I gave you a couple polio things. Yeah. We had to Africa. They wouldn't let us in. I didn't know back then in the mid-'80s. I didn't know the vaccine problem. I was just learning about the HIV virus because I dealt with two people died of it in the 79 and 80. When I was a pastor. No. It was, it was like 83 and 84. Two people. They accepted the Lord just before they died. One guy, Joe, his head was this big. He couldn't see. Not because he was blind, because his eyes didn't work. They were so swollen, he couldn't see. His fingers, each one of his fingers, Joe, were as big as two of my fingers. You can imagine what he looked like. And when he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save him, he was a homosexual. And he said, I said, well, you know, you're not going to go to hell because you're homosexual. You're going to go to hell or be separated from God by what Christ did for you or not. You accept it. Okay? All sins are equal in God's eyes. Now listen to me. And you know what? He bowed his head and said, I know I'm going to die. And I'm not saying, listen, you are. Probably. This is a horrible disease. And he prayed. I remember the tears coming out of his blocked eyes. He died 2 days later. Then another guy, just the opposite, skinny as a rail. The homosexual priest was in. When we walked in with his brother, it was in my church. We walked in. The homosexual priest was talking to him about their gay stuff they were doing. And he was like, get out of here. I don't want to talk about this. Can't you see I'm dying? So we kicked the asshole out. The priest kicked him out. And we started talking to him. I'll never forget it. Last name was Santiago. I forget his first name, but Jamie was his brother, Jaime. He asked the Lord to save him. He died a couple of days later. So I was just learning about HIV back then. Didn't know it was planned in the 70s by the U.S. Army. And it was to break down the T4 cells developed by Gallo at Fort Detrick. Look it up. Read it. Okay? I put it in my first book. There's all kinds. Then read a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's an eye-opener. But anyways, the poor parents that let them get vaccines, Joe, you know, they did it in ignorance. Yeah, they're reaping they didn't check it out. And that's why this Vax 2 movie's out. Vax 2's out.
Oh, yeah?
I think you have to pay for it. I think they put it on a private thing where you have to pay for it. I think it come out last night or the night before at midnight. And the first one was good, but they get knocked up the side of the head with that. They don't want the information out about vaccines because they're going to have people lined up like cattle. As soon as they say, the vaccine's out for coronavirus, even if it's not killing people, people will line up, Joe. Line up, and then there'll be an outbreak. Why? Because they inject it into you, stupid. Measles outbreak after they inject it into people in the Congo. People, Venezuelans coming across the border, crossing through Colombia, and there's measles outbreaks. They're injected as they go through the border. Come on. You think we're that stupid? Well, we say this all the time. Only the people with their eyes open are going to listen anyways. That's it. That's the only people that are going to listen. So those are the ones we can help. Don't ever get vaccinated. They're all toxic. Read the ingredients. Then get the package insert that they have to have and read the side effects, the contradictions, the adverse reactions, the studies. What happened to people? How many died? How many... The dick didn't work anymore. How many went blind? I mean, boomity, boomity, boom. They asked me yesterday on the Alex Jones show. Alan said, so what's the side effects, Mark? You're saying it does all this. I said, well, there are. And they're very mild, but, and they can get rid of them quick. Diarrhea, stomach ache, headache, feeling flu if you're going too fast because of die off, because of what they call, healing crisis, Herxheimer disease. When you're detoxing so fast, some of these stuff start dumping in your blood, and you get the runs or your flu-like symptoms. But you just back down. It goes away. You can stop the rest of the day, take some orange juice. Boom, gone. Okay? So we know how to deal with it. And that's the minimum that are the drugs we see on Fox News advertised and approved by the FDA.
Oh, yeah.
That's just minimum. That's like, that's expected.
Those are the first two.
Yeah.
Nausea, diarrhea.
Nausea, diarrhea. And fatal
episode. Sometimes.
Fatal episode is death, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
That's an episode. If we had a fatal episode at the G2 Voice, something died. Huh? G2 Voice has a fatal episode. That means dead. Come on, wake up. That's why I get pissed at these stupid... That's why I'm so glad as a church we can speak up. Don't give a rat's ass what the FDA says. Good, try to shut us down. You've tried many times. We just keep having people come to us. Sorry, because it's real. It's factual. It's proven. And you have patents to prove it yourself. You've approved it, EPA, FDA. You lying piece of shit. Joe, this is Blinken. You're lying. You're lying like a Persian rug. Not up in here. We're going to let that go. We're going to tell you. Let me explain what happens naturally when a baby is born and by C-section. Two different things happen. Don't do a C-section. It's not good for your baby. Yeah, but then I won't have my vagina stretched out, and then I'll have a little, and I can fix that little bikini thing right below my baby, really low, and it's going to be so nice, and I can even tell the baby's birthday, what day. Isn't that nice, Joe? Screw up the kid's health. Screw up the antibodies, get them MRSA, and then don't even give them breast milk. When a baby is born naturally, not by cesarean or C-section, the baby's first exposure to bacteria is in the vaginal canal. As the baby comes down the canal, the vaginal bacteria enters the body through the mouth, nose, and skin. This is the mother's first gift to her newborn baby, and it is a gift. Bacteria from the vagina is some of the trillions of microscopic hitchhikers we all have on us and inside us. In fact, we have somewhere around 60 trillion human cells in each one of us, but 600 trillion bacteria. That means we have 10 times more bacteria than human cells. So I guess this is important to your personal ecosystem, which was designed by the Creator. What am I telling you in this book? Eat and live and do the things, put in your mouth the things that God designed it to receive. Vaccines aren't one of them, especially bypassing through the skin. So the baby leaves the sterile environment of the womb to the microbe-laden vagina to a bacterial world. Welcome. Well, it can be a great blessing to the child if it's done the way the body was designed. Today, many women opt out of natural birth for various reasons of pressure from the doctor. It is faster for the doctor and costs more to do a C-section than to wait and let nature take its course. The mother can plan the baby's birthday. Isn't that nice? I'm being facetious. Being covered with vaginal microbes is a key moment for the newborn. Our microbiota, Microbiota.
Microbiota.
That's how I say it?
Microbiota, yeah.
Is a group of microbes that are found in plants to humans. What kind of microbes a human body is exposed to at this time in life will determine the risk of disease of the body. In this ecological community, we all have bacterium, fungi, and viruses, as well as other organisms. In the case of a natural birth, about 5 minutes of birth, after birth, the newborn is covered with the same bacteria in the mouth, nose, and skin as the mother's vagina. One of the most important bacteria found is Lactobacillus, which help us digest milk. This isn't true for the baby that was born by C-section. Is your baby lactose intolerant? This may be one of the obvious causes. They don't have that bacteria that dissolves milk because of C-section, and they're saying the first one is Staphylococcus. So you didn't get, you put a can of Enfamil, or what do you call that stupid shit?
Formulas.
Chemical laboratory made synthetic stuff not found in nature. Light bulb on. This is natural. It should receive natural things, not plastic, artificial, laboratory
made
stuff.
No immune system, no defense. Right. Baby.
In case of a natural birth, one of the most important bacteria, I'm still missing. Note, mothers consider this when deciding for natural birth or C-section. Your baby's immune system will be affected. Don't be pressured by anyone. Babies that were delivered by C-section had a bacterium mainly found on the skin called Staphylococcus. This bacterium is picked up in the hospital environment and not from the mother. Staphylococcus can cause spots on the skin to pneumonia as well as MRSA. Up to 80% of the babies born in California that contracted MRSA were born by C-section. The bacterial flora in the baby's intestines are affected by the way a baby is born also. The mother's bacteria seem to act as a shield against dangerous microbes like MRSA. If the baby's first contact with bacteria is accomplished in a natural way, in other words, C-section, then the health nutrition could have long-term effects that are detrimental to the whole body. C-sections may be necessary in emergency, but never be elective for the sake of the child's future health. Chronic allergies can be caused by not receiving the mother's bacterium during birth. Now, many women today are giving their children formula instead of breast milk, which is another serious disadvantage to the baby. By giving your baby an artificial synthetic non-food can compound problems and hinder development of the child drastically. The breast milk contains antibodies from the mother, as well as essential nutrients for the baby's early life. If you look in history, you'll see many cultures had the woman eating the placenta to make the milk even more nutritious. Cannabinoids found in marijuana are also present in breast milk to calm the baby and cause hunger. Amazing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look at what mammals do. They eat the afterbirth immediately and lick off the babies. My daughter-in-law dried her placenta after a home birth of her flash child and encapsulated it. She took the capsules and consumed most of the placenta. The baby she did this with is always in the dirt outside and never gets sick. JD, he's an animal. Being out in the dirt playing has its own health benefits and permits the acquired immune system to develop. You have an intrinsic immune system, but it hasn't been tested yet. It has to be the memory cells. Bacteria has to go in. It has to create antibodies, and the white blood cells need to start working, and the memory cells, and the B cells, and the T cells, and the macrophages. All that's acquired immunity. You don't want it to come from really bad bacteria at first. You want it to start hitting the stuff that nature has, and then it builds and builds and gets stronger. The placenta contains protein, amino acids, fiber, fat, moisture, minerals, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, iron, magnesium, zinc, copper, manganese, hormones, estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormones. They are also essential for growth and promote health in the baby. In fact, essential for all stages of human growth. Now, add to this scenario, vaccines full of toxins in this very important days of development and acquired immune, immune system creation, and a time bomb is being created in this poor baby's life that can be crippling. Note, this is the parents' fault for allowing it to happen and not researching what is in them. And the government's fault for pushing a big pharma agenda for money. Yeah, I got to blame it on the parents for letting it. I blame myself. I didn't check it out. Once I started checking out, no way. Don't put that in your kid. My kid. Look at they're doing, Joe. Please pay attention to how this body was designed to work. If you do, you and your children will reap the benefits in health. The vaccine schedule for vaccine is, to me, a horrible creation, and the people that develop it will pay one day when they stand before the Creator. Look at the schedule of vaccines above, well, below, now recommended by the CDC. You tell me if it is horrible or not. 25 vaccines recommended by the CDC in the child's first year of life. Wake up, parents! Wake up! You stupid parents! Check it out. You evil governments that promote it. We need to shut you down. Note, the CDC holds over 30 patents on vaccines, receives billions in revenue from these vaccines. Conflict of interest? What ingredients are in vaccine? MSG, mercury, fetal bone fine serum, aluminum sulfate, aluminum, thimerosal, mercury, Varicella, sucrose, sorbate, polyoxybate, just listen to it, protein, chick embryos, formaldehyde, human diploid cells from aborted babies, mouse serum, hydrochloric acid, that's probably the only good thing, porcine, pancreatic, hydrolyte of serum, just all kinds of crap in there. Glyphosate's in many of them too. And they put MSG, Folks, wouldn't it be important to know what's in the injection that is entering your child's body and be willing to die and defend your kid's health? Huh? That's what we do as a church. Vaccines are full of toxins, period. No debate necessary. Here's a list of the toxins in the vaccines, and I just read most of them. You know, egg protein's in there too. Human albumin. Protein. Portion of blood from pooled humans. I mean, just read it.
It's gross.
Question to parents. How can you read this list of ingredients found in the vaccines and still allow your child or yourself to be injected? I didn't go to Uganda last year. Bob went. He didn't have to get a yellow fever because of his age. They wouldn't let me go in, and they wouldn't promise me I wouldn't. I said no, because they're vaccinated at the airport. Mm-hmm. He had had one. 10 years, and he got the
paralysis,
Bell palsy, his face after it. I said, Bob, I'm not going and taking it. I don't care. I want to go help these people. I went to Israel instead. But 2 weeks after I made that decision, we couldn't do it because the tickets were done. The tickets were being bought for me and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I'm not going. A guy, a cancer researcher in England, got the yellow fever and died.
Mm-hmm.
Within a couple days. Check it out. See if I'm lying. He is a fool that allows his precious child, a gift from God, to be injected with poisons. Bishop Mark Grennan, it's a quote from me. I'm adamant about it, folks. I'm not going to put up with this shit. I don't care if you like it, if I offend you. I don't care if I offend you. I'm not trying to. If the truth offends you, tough shit. I don't care. You say it's a mandatory, so we have to vaccinate our children. Are you crazy? Or maybe the fluoride is working in your brain. How important are your children to you? Take your children out of school. I homeschooled all my children, not because I didn't want to vaccinate, but because the school system isn't any good to prepare my children for this world. They need to think critically and on their own. They are being programmed to think a certain way, and it was planned and implemented almost 200 years ago. Here's an excerpt from my book, okay? I read this often, Joe. You know, because you have to hear me read it.
Yep.
Why? This is what they planned. This is what they did in 1819 when they made education compulsory in Prussia, Germany. The Hobo brothers, Stein, and others divided German society into three distinct groups. First group would be the policymakers who were taught to think. That would comprise of 0.5%. The second group, those who will be engineers, lawyers, and doctors, and they come up with these titles, make you feel cool, are taught to partially think, 5.5%. So 6% of the population will comprise of those two. The third, the children of the masses, would be 94% who will learn to obedience and to follow orders. The school of the masses, the Volksschulen, divided whole ideas into subjects which did not exist previously. The result that was that people would, one, think what someone else told them to think about. Programs, TV, this is what you need to think about today. It's called talking points. Every major news, I want to sneeze. Every major news organization around 4 o'clock in the morning gets their talking points. What? Yeah. And they all say the same things. That's what you talk about today. When to think it, how long to think about it, when to stop thinking about it, and when to think of something else. Boy, put that context, those 5 points, coronavirus. They're telling you to think about it. They're telling you, we better think about it real a lot. And we might. I mean, this might be exactly what Mike's saying. It might spread like crazy. They're not testing it. They want this to happen. Mm-hmm. How long to think about it? Well, if it's a pandemic, that's all you're going to be in the news. When to stop thinking about it? Oh, we got a vaccine, and we have some other drugs. But it's still a little quiet down as people are dying off. When to think of something else? Let's talk about the campaign. Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders? You want free shit or you want to work for stuff? Have a job. Folks, you have to watch those documentaries, Vaxxed 1 and 2. Did you see if it was Vaxxed
2? Yeah, it came out last November.
Whoa, I was reading the article.
Last November.
Vaxxed 2?
Yeah.
You have to pay for it?
Yeah, it came out, and then because sure what's his name? Look, Ed Picklehead, Picklehead Ed did a thing about it, the Weed Guardian.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This was back in November or okay. October.
So, but anyway. My question is, do you have to pay to see it?
No, I can't check because I don't want the sound to play. If anything,
so. Okay, all right. But we'll hey, you folks, check it out. Note: if you made it through your youth and have illnesses, most likely these illnesses were caused by toxins allowed in your body by vaccines. Toxic, nutritious fake foods, fluoridated water, or medications, or etc. Toxins. You have to detox them out. We are seeing many in ourselves reach optimal health by cleansing our bodies, as we say in the G2 Church, our temples. Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing is vehemently opposed to any toxin or poison being introduced into the body, our temple, by vaccine or any other means. The religious belief that our bodies are our personal temples that our spirits and souls live in is based on the following scripture. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 2 Corinthians 3:16-17. The personal right and responsibility to maintain a healthy and clean temple is a fundamental belief of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. According to the Bible, we will be destroyed if we defile our temples. Now, let me say this. Paul wrote this to the Corinthians. He's talking to believers. The Spirit of God doesn't dwell in you if you're not a believer. And that's the next point I'm going to talk about. Peace. You are toxic and your body is polluted and needs to be cleansed to go from a diseased state to one of balance, ease, and homeostasis. You are not entitled to health. You have to diligently work at it in this very toxic world. It wasn't as hard 200, 300 years ago. Today you got to work on it. Mm-hmm. You need what we have. Are you entitled to peace? What is peace? The world talks about it. Is it safety? No worries? Is it when everybody in the family gets all along? Is it when there are no more wars? Is it quiet? Is it when you have enough money? I think all of the above are part of it, but that is talking physically. Real peace is spiritual peace that lasts forever. And I used to have one of these Noah Webster 1828 Dictionaries original. Leather, they're great. I'd love to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
I have to bring it here, put it up there. But what I like about it, the guy uses scripture in some of his definitions all through the Bible. King James Bible, Joe. In freedom from agitation and disturbance by the passions, as for fear, terror, anger, anxiety, or the like, quietness of mind, tranquility, calmness, quiet of conscience. Then he puts the verse in, great peace have they that love thy law, the word of God, Psalm 119, 165. Then he uses one, heavenly rest, the happiness of heaven. I don't think you'll see that in the newer Webster Dictionary. A general sense, state of quiet or tranquility, freedom from disturbance or agitation, applicable to society, to individuals, or to the temper of the mind. Freedom from war with a foreign nation, public quiet, freedom from internal commotion or civil war, like even stress, freedom from private quarrels, suits, or disturbance. So, peace, right? Public tranquility. That quiet order and security which is guaranteed by the laws and to keep the peace. Great peace have they that love thy law. I want great peace that lasts forever. I love the fact that Noah Webster used the scriptures and many of his definitions. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. That's the peace I want, folks. The Prince of Peace. Look what it says. I love this. In Isaiah, 1,500 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, this was prophesied. Listen to this. Listen to this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Emmanuel, God with us. The Everlasting Father. This child will be called the Everlasting Father because they're one. The Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Put that up in your bedroom. Put that up in your bathroom. Read this every day. That's where you want peace? Entitlement attitude needs to be placed with a gratitude attitude. And you want peace? You need Jesus Christ. You want peace in this earth? You need to make God the King. I'm writing a book, and after this third volume, the rest of the time, I'm not making any more volumes until later on, maybe a year or two. But the book I want to finish is the Government of God. And I want to show what God intended and how he's going to be in eternity and what we can do today to be under God's kingdom. That's what the whole Bible, that's all the universe, all the history of the universe is about. A king and his kingdom, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like in the beginning, it's going to be the same in the end. You better figure it out, folks. Gratitude is what we need. Are you grateful? Gratitude, emotion of the heart, excited by a favor or benefit received. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A sentiment of kindness or good towards a benefactor. Thankfulness. That's what we need. To the creator of the universe, thankful to the people that helped you, thankful to the body that was made, and thankful enough to take care of it. Thankful for the, you can work with your hands, that you can even get a job and have wealth. And thankful that he's offered peace. But every one of them means your willpower, your self-will. It's a willful action to make it real. Food for thought. A farmer brings his crop to the market to sell. He shows everyone his beautiful crop of fruits and vegetables and is proud of his hard work. Now, all his labor has paid off for this great harvest. Can he really boast at this harvest? Let's look at how much he really participated. I'm not trying to cheapen a farmer's work. But look, the seed was not created by him. The water he added or the rain was not his doing. The sun he had nothing to do with. The carbon dioxide provided by other plants and trees for the plants to breathe does not come from him in any great amount. Let's see. So the basic minerals in the ground to nourish the plants were not from him. The biology of the plant he had nothing to do with. The built-in protections against disease in each plant is not from him. Nothing in nature has been he has been able to create. Even the ability for the farmer to work, see, think, breathe, plant, water, and harvest came from God, the Creator. 99% of the work and design he has participated in is from God. How can he boast? At best, he put in 1% physically to help the plant water, to help plant water and care for the plants. The rest is a gift from God. He can only be grateful of participating and feel blessed by God that he even has something to sell. This is how I feel in writing this book. This is what I put in the beginning of my first book. I am grateful that I was able to participate in such a blessing as seeing so many people healed of the disease of the body, no matter what it was. The body that God made does the healing if its systems are not hindered by toxins. Be grateful to God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 53:1. We tell people we'll accept atheists. Yeah. Of course, we'll help anybody. You come to an emergency room in a hospital, they're not going to ask you, oh, you're black, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Maybe they used to. You're Chinese, maybe they might kick you out now, I don't know. They might quarantine you. But you're going to take care of them, right?
Yeah.
It takes more faith to be an atheist than to believe in the Creator. In fact, the scriptures say you're a fool if you don't believe in God. I'll tell you that, but I'll help you. Okay? If you're homosexual with AIDS, or whatever disease you have, I'll help you. I'll do anything I can. But I'm going to tell you, God doesn't want that. God doesn't bless that. God curses that. He says it's an abomination. He's in Romans chapter 1. Just read Romans chapter 1. See what he has to say. You're either Jew or Gentile. What then? Bible says. It just goes on. This is Romans chapter 1. I got to read it. I cannot not read it, Joe. We got time, right?
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, listen to this. Just listen to it. 2,000 years ago, this was written. What then? I'll be better than they? No, in no wise. For we are before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. Because they were trying, are the Jews better than Gentiles? No. As is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their tongues, under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. In the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. That's why God put up the Ten Commandments. Say, see, you're going to offend in one of these. You know you are. Don't make an idol. Don't pray to it. Honor your parents. Don't curse God. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't covet. Joe, battery's running out again. Then look what it says. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, here's the answer, without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath sent forth to be a propitiation for faith, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifiers of them which believe in Jesus. Okay? You can read the whole chapter. It's amazing what it says. The prince of the kings of the earth, The Bible says Jesus will come, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto our God and Father. To him be glory and God and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, that would be the Jews, Israel, and all the kingdoms of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. That's what John said. Come anyways, Lord. Clean this shit up. These evil bastards that are the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Big Pharma, the Murdochs of the world, the Bill Gates of hell people, the UN. Hey, it's coming, man. It says on his vesture, it's going to be when he bumps it. I love Revelation chapter 19. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies which are in heaven followed him with white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That's us, Joe. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:11 through 16. Bow now or later, but all we're going to bow, folks. This is the peace that's eternal. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Jesus became incarnate, God in the flesh, and being found fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Are you entitled to peace in this life? The life to come? If you don't ask for it? No, you're not. You are not entitled to it. Call upon him. Three times it says in the Bible, the beginning, middle, and end, you shall find me when you search for me for your whole heart. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, and I'll say this to the brethren out there, and the ones that aren't the brethren yet, repent. That just means turn around. Accept what I just read. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, that's what I was saying on the Alex Jones yesterday. Whatsoever things are honest, that's all we were saying. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Greatest lovely thing is getting cured of something that's killing you. Whatsoever things are good report. We were just giving a good report, Joe.
Yeah.
If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And don't let the FDA anybody stop you. Those things which you have learned and received and heard, seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4:7-9. Next week, I don't know what we're covering yet, Joe.
No.
I don't know what we're covering yet. Maybe we'll get into the Spanish things going on, but things are rapidly happening. I'm closing volume 3 today. This is it. March 1st, 2012, we'll start a whole nother...
Volume 4.
Yeah, that will be in the future. Told you, I want to finish this so I get the rest. I want to get into the God of government of God. I've already got 550 pages, Joe, of this book. I got to condense it because, you know, it costs a lot to print 375 now. This first book was 310 or 7. This next one, it's going to be at least, it's going to be around 400 pages, Volume 3. because I have to cut it down already. But it's going to be fast action. Boomity boom. This is where you've been. This is what you're doing. Look what happened. Boom, boom. Look who we talked to. Look who attacked us. It's going to be basically an autobiographical narrative of the creation of the Genesis 2 Church for 10 years. Who knows? Maybe we'll wait another 10 years to put out Volume 4. But folks, tune in. Support these guys. Pray for Alex Jones. Mike and Bob and Alan Keyes and guys they're talking to. And pray for the President of the United States. Pray for every president, every country. They'll get the wisdom to rule their people or guide their people. They don't like the word rule with the word of God. Mm-hmm. God bless you. I pray that you know the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in a health revolution. Help us help others.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got the MMS. We got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering, build you back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.